In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day. It's Father Tom. We do this broadcast live. And I'm reading again from the sixth chapter of Judges. "The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Midianites for 7 years. We remember that the book of Judges is about a tug of war between God's people and the Lord himself. When God's people do evil over and over again, the Lord lets go of his protection and the enemies come in. The enemies come in, and the hands of Midian prevailed against Israel because the Midianites, the children of Israel, made them the dens, which are the mountains and caves and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them, and they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth. They destroyed their crops. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for the multitude. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord." So what happens when people are in the distress? They cry to the Lord for help. Oh God, you've got to do something. Oh God, you've got to do something. We have no food. They have destroyed our crops. They have destroyed our food. They have destroyed our animals. They have destroyed. Lord, we have sinned against you. Father, forgive us. Father, we have sinned against you. We have sinned against you. You've got to do something. You've got to do something. And then it says in verse 8, "And the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and I delivered you out of the hand that oppressed you. I drove them out from before you, and I gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in which land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice." Oh, so the prophet tells what God did, that the Lord brought them out of Egypt with a mighty outstretched hand and led them through the sea, but they have not obeyed the voice of the Lord. They have committed the great sin of idolatry. So now the Lord's answer. He's going to choose an ordinary man, an ordinary man. "And there came an angel of the Lord that sat under an oak, which was at Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress. He threshed it to hide it from the Midianites," so that there'd be food, so that there'd be food. "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto Gideon, and said unto Gideon, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." So the angel of the Lord called Gideon a mighty man of valor. Now Gideon looks around, and Gideon said unto him, "O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then hast all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of saving? Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." He's discouraged. You know, the angel says, "The Lord is with you." He says, "The Lord is with me." This is baloney. How could the Lord be with me? How can the Lord be with us when all these terrible things have happened to us? He doesn't remember that Israel has sinned. He doesn't remember that they had committed idolatry. Where are all the miracles, you know, that were promised? Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there? Have you ever been in that place? Where are all the miracles that have been promised, that we heard about? Like, where is the action of God today?
And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee?
The Lord says to Gideon, You're going to save Israel from the hand of the Midianites.
Remember what he called him. Remember what he called him. Thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am least in my father's house.
Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt that way, that, you know, here I am, the least in my father's house, and God calls me to do something? How can I do something? I don't have the power. I don't have the wherewithal. I don't have the anointing. You know, God chooses the weak of the world to confound the wise. Jesus crucified is the weakest of the weak, and he brings salvation through his cross, through his blood, through the atonement of the cross of Jesus Christ. Mighty man of valor, God sees what we do not see, that when we are most weak, we are most strong. Oh, it's not easy to be weak, is it? It's not easy to feel your weakness. It's not easy to feel, you know, I have been deserted by God. That's what Gideon is saying. I've been deserted. I have nothing. Now you're calling me to save Israel? Well, you've got to be kidding. I'm no mighty man of valor. I'm no mighty man of valor. I'm the weakest of the house of my father.
I've got nothing to offer. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, that thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I have saved Israel? Behold, my family is poor, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that you really are talking to me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring forth my present, and I will set it before you. And he said, I will tarry until you come again. And Gideon went in, and made ready a kid, and an unleavened cake, and an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and brought it out under the oak, and presented it. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and lay them upon the rock, and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of his staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened rock, and consumed the flesh and unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed in his sight.
So Gideon gets the sign. He gets the sign. You see, you can have all the signs that God gives you, but ultimately you have to say, Here I am, I come to do thy will. God can give 47 signs, but unless he has the sacrifice, the man or the woman who will say, Here I am, I come to do thy will, nothing will happen. It's as simple as that. It is as simple as that. Gideon wanted a sign, and he got a sign. He's going to ask for more signs. But ultimately, the great sign is that here I am, I come to do thy will. I will do what you say, even though I am not prepared. The great message is, I will be with you. It happened to Moses. When the Lord said to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go. And Moses said unto the Lord, who shall I say sent me? He said, tell him I am who I am sent you. And I will be with you. I will be with you. That's enough. You're going to be able to do what I tell you to do because I will be with you. Sometimes it seems that the Lord is not with us. Sometimes it seems that we are alone. Sometimes it seems that we are called to do things on our own power. But God remembers his covenant. I will be with you, even until the end of time. It takes faith to be able to do these things for the Lord. It takes faith, especially when you feel like Gideon, I am the runt of the litter. It takes faith to move in the power of the Spirit, because when you feel like I cannot do it, I don't have the power, I don't have the wherewithal, and I don't even have the inclination, it takes faith. And that grace is given. That grace is given when we present ourselves. Here I am. I come to do thy will. I come to do thy will. I will do anything you ask me to do. This is so important because, you see, the Lord calls people. And most people say no to the Lord. You know why? They feel their weakness. They feel their inability. They feel that they cannot do it. They feel that I'll be defeated. They feel they cannot complete the mission. But the Lord gives the grace minute by minute, hour by hour, and day by day. His promise is, I will be with you. And you will not defeat the Midianites alone, for I am your God, and I will do it in you, through you, and with you. You know, God has called so many people to do so many great things, but most people shirk because they feel they are unable. And in reality, they are unable. There's no doubt about it. They are unable. But the Lord gives the courage, and the Lord gives the might, and the Lord gives his grace. The Lord is calling you to do something for him, and you feel inadequate. It's all right to feel inadequate, but you know what? Your inadequacy will not stop him from doing what he wants if you present yourself to him a living sacrifice. Your inadequacy will become the very strength of God. But you see, the Lord doesn't have many people who believe. He doesn't have many people who believe. He has a lot of people, not many people that will say, okay, Lord, here I am, send me. It's much easier to say, send somebody else. Here I am, send me. What do you have in store, Lord? I am willing, even if I am not able, I am willing, and I will depend upon your strength and not upon my strength. Now, I know that's very difficult. That's very difficult, especially when you are feeling like you cannot do it. Especially when you are feeling that it is so impossible. It is so impossible. So Gideon asks for signs. Verse 36, chapter 6. And Gideon said unto God, if thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool on the floor, and if the dew be on the fleece only, and the earth be dry only, then shall I know
that thou wilt save Israel by my hand. Okay. I will put a fleece of wool on the floor. And if the dew that falls at night is only on the fleece, and the earth is dry, I will know that you will save Israel through my hand. I need to know. I need another sign. And it was so. That's what the Bible says. And it was so. For he rose up early on the morning, and he thrust the fleece together, and he wringed the dew out of the fleece.
He got a full bowl of water. So what happened? The dew fell on the fleece, but not on the earth.
And Gideon said unto God, let not thine anger be hot against me. I will speak but once more. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it be dry only upon the fleece, and on the ground let there be dew.
So now he reverses his thoughts. I want the fleece dry, and I want the earth wet.
And God did so that night, and it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground.
You see, now he has to put up or shut up. He got all his signs. Signs are good, but who will be God's man? Signs are good, but who will be God's woman? You can have all the signs you want, but who will say, here I am, I come to do thy will? You see what I'm saying? God did the sign. Now, Gideon has to put himself up. And I think that's the problem when it comes to Christianity. People like to speak about it. People like to sing about it. But who will be God's man? Who will do what God calls him to do? Who will be God's woman? Who will do what God calls her to do? Knowing your weakness, knowing your frailty, knowing your brokenness, who will say to the Lord, here I am, I come to do thy will? You see, that's where it all lies. You see, we have lots of people singing, and we have lots of people talking, but we have few people saying, I will be the sacrifice. I will do what you say. I will risk it. I will present my body a living sacrifice of praise. The Lord doesn't have many like that, you see. He doesn't have many. Everyone likes to talk a good talk and sing a good song and do a good thing, but who will be God's man? Who will be God's woman? Who will be the person that says, I'm going to put everything on the line? That's very costly, you see. It's very costly, and we don't want anything to be costly. We want our ears to be tickled, but we don't want our hearts to be pierced. We want to walk and talk and play, but we don't want the cross of Jesus, that in my weakness I am most strong. In my brokenness I can do what nobody else can do if I am called. I know the dilemma. Don't think I don't have it. Don't think I don't have that dilemma. It'd be so much easier if God called someone more able to do what I do. It would be so much easier. And maybe he did. And they said no. It'd be so much easier. But you see, God calls the weak to confound the wise. And he shows his strength through the weak. It was Gideon he chose. It was Gideon he chose. And Gideon gave him an argument. Where are all the miracles that I heard about? The Midianites have destroyed our land. I'm hiding food. Where are all the miracles our fathers told us about? Where are you, God? Have you ever been there? I have. Many times. Where are you? I am in your heart. I am in your life. Even when every obstacle seems to be coming against you. Where are you, God? I am the God that keeps covenant. I shed my blood for you. I am with you. I am for you. And now you must act. And that's the whole point. I've told you the story before, you know. The little chicken and the little pig were having a conversation one day in the barnyard. And the little chicken was so proud and arrogant. And he said, "Oh, piggy, Farmer Jones loves my eggs, you know. He eats them every single day. And he just wakes up in the morning, his wife cooks some eggs, and oh, he's so happy." And the little piggy, a little tear came from his eye and said, "Yes, little chicky, he loves your eggs. You give a donation to Farmer Jones. But when he eats the bacon, I give a full commitment." You see, we want to give a donation and not full commitment. Anybody can give a donation, but who is the man, the woman, the people that will say, "Here I am, I come to do thy will"? Jesus said it. He said it. It was written in the book of the scroll, "I come to do thy will." And he won salvation for us by his cross. My friends, I know it's easy to give a donation, and it's difficult to put up like the pig, because when Farmer Jones eats the bacon, the pig had to give his life. You see, things haven't changed over the years. God's people are very happy with donations. But when it comes to presenting bodies as a living sacrifice, God's people renege. Lord, give us the grace to present ourselves as living sacrifices of praise. Give us the grace to live for you in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Give us the grace to say, "Here I am, I come to do thy will." Give us the grace, for without the grace, we cannot do it. I want to tell people in Arizona, I do need to hear from you. If I am going to continue to be on in your area, I need to hear from you. I'm thinking of going off in Iowa. I need to hear from people in Iowa. I need to hear from people in the western part of Massachusetts and in Hartford, Connecticut. I need to hear from people in St. Louis. I need to hear from people in Boston. I do need to hear from people. The summer was very, very difficult, and I will not go into debt. I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. My people in Arizona, I really need to hear from you. People in St. Louis, I need to hear from you. I need to hear from people in Boston. I need to hear from people all around Boston. I need to hear so that we can pay our bills. I am not paid by this. This is done as a love offering. I do the best I can. I do the best I can in presenting myself to the Lord, proclaiming the Word of God. These have been live broadcasts, and I hope to continue with live broadcasts as much as I can. I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. This broadcast and these broadcasts are unique. You do not hear very many Catholic evangelical preachers. I am one of the few. I've been on 27 years by the grace of the living God, proclaiming the Word of God in season and out of season, when it's been convenient and when it's been inconvenient. I need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. I pray now for all the prisoners who hear me. Father, in the name of Jesus, set them free in their hearts. Set them free in their lives. Set them free by the blood of Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.